From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Captive 2, Returning by B. Boyd Robinson. Now let's begin with Captive 2, Returning. Chapter 1. Martha stood in the door listening to the ululation of the slaves. Their voices called up a feeling of deepest mourning, which melded with her own feelings of loss. She thought back to her hasty departure from her abusive uncle's home in London, and the arduous trip on the ship that brought her to Jamestown. She smiled ruefully as she remembered how naive she had been, believing that coming on the bride ship would somehow bring her liberation, and perhaps even luxury as a bride of a rich planter. Only Samuel Whitworth had not been a rich planter. He had been a hard taskmaster with his children and his young bride. Her smile was replaced by a deep sigh as she recalled the warning of an imminent Indian raid by the rather scruffy but handsome Jacob Fite, a warning she could not heed as her elderly husband lay on his deathbed. Even though she had no love for him, she had felt duty-bound to remain with him. How would her life have been different had she listened to Jacob's pleading to flee to the safety of Jamestown instead of staying by the side of her dying husband? She looked down at her dusky-skinned son, who had crowded up next to her, and her eyes clouded with tears. How could she ever wish to banish from her life the love she had found among the Indians? When she was first captured, she had assumed she would die as the other captives had, a cruel, harsh death by torture. However, her captor, a key one, had found an admirable bravery in the slim young woman. He had pleaded with his mother to keep her as a slave. She lifted her head to listen again to the mournful song of the black slaves of James Harrison. Perhaps her own prior servitude helped her feel a kinship with them. However, she had to admit that her servitude had been more that of a student than a slave. A slave that eventually became a daughter-in-law. Again, tears filled her eyes as she remembered the strength combined with gentleness that had been a key one. A key one who had died defending her and the village. A key one who had loved her, who had given her such a sturdy son as little Wallawi. A sudden inner flutter reminded her again that she could not expect to find a safe haven with her friend, Emily Harrison, for very long. The feelings of the residents of Jamestown would not welcome yet another half-breed. Of that she was certain. Though James had put on his best company manners when she had first arrived, it had not taken long for Martha to see that Emily acted as though she expected a whip to fall at any moment and was afraid to speak, except in the politest terms. Martha could not help comparing it to the teasing and open give and take among the Indians, where a sour face was an invitation to have one and all comment and tease, until you either smiled or removed yourself from the group. Poor James would not last long among them, she was afraid, and wondered if it was always like this, or if it was because of her presence. She rather thought it was the usual atmosphere of the house, or Emily would not be so resigned in her behavior. Perhaps Jacob had known there was this strain in the house, and had meant to keep her safe from it, when he had objected to her coming. However, James was being very gracious to her, at least for the moment. Martha was settled into a small room in the addition where Suki and her child, Nebo, lived. Martha did not mind that her space was smaller than that of the slave. It was enough that she had a place for her and Wallawi to sleep, and that was all the room they needed. It was not long before Martha saw James in several towering rages. She could remember how she had dreaded Thomas in his drunken states, and pity for Emily welled up in her. Emily was so happy to have a companion to talk with that she kept very little back. She confided the truth concerning Suki and Nebo. She also explained the basis for Jacob's animosity towards James.
"Sometimes, when I look out at that building rising on the hill, I hate every stone in it, Martha. I truly do. It has robbed James of his best..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?